I'm Lorraine Ballard Morrill. You know, usually I start my mornings going to my computer, sitting in my office and, you know, just looking at a million emails. Well, this particular morning, I skipped all that and went directly to the Alan Locke School, the community school. And I had the most wonderful experience. And we're going to talk about what that experience was with a couple of folks who helped make that happen. Joining us in the studio right now is Peter Harris. He's president of Grainberry Cereals and Silver Palette, and Pamela Evans, community schools coordinator for the Alan Locke Community School. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
And vice versa. Thank you for having us.
Well, Peter, okay, so you guys came in and kind of swooped into this school and brought all kinds of wonderful things. Lots of cereal for the kids, so they had a wonderful meal. And then, of course, you know, our radio stations came in and gave it a little extra, you know, the zhuzh. Tell us, why did you decide to do this thing, this special day at Alan Locke Community School?
I work with my key person at iHeart that I work with, a person named Jason Roy, who I've worked with for a couple of years now. I had been talking to him to say that we would like to work with a few communities with our Grainberry cereal, which happens to be a very healthy, good-for-you cereal. A couple of weeks ago, we met at the Alan Locke School. Jason had a contact named Emily, who works at iHeart.
Yes, yeah. Emily's awesome. She's our vice president of marketing for the six stations.
With her help and Jason's help, we all met at Alan Locke School, and that's where we met Pam. After seeing the school and talking with Pam, we all walked away from there just wanting to help, and we didn't know, again, what was involved at that point. I guess Emily had the idea of doing a breakfast, tying in Power 99.
Yeah. Pam, when you were approached to have this event happen at the Alan Locke School, what was your reaction?
So I was super excited for the kids. We decided to have the kids who displayed above and beyond behavior, as well as had 95% or above attendance. And so those students were the students that were privileged to be there. And to be able to celebrate them in a positive manner was exciting to me. So when I first heard about it, I was excited. I talked to the principal, Principal Carter and Principal Massey. They were excited about it. And so we just went with it. It was a really an organic partnership. When once we met and connected and I saw the heart of Peter and Emily and Jason, it just worked. So we were connected through the American Heart Association, which was amazing. And when we sat and met, it was just organic. They got involved. You know, I told the story about the school and the things that we do there. And we're always trying to get healthy food on the plates of our students. And so when they told me about the cereal and how it had less sugar, and then I got to taste a sample of it, I was like, this is really good. You know, everything good for you doesn't taste good, but this actually tastes amazing.
I wonder if you can tell us more about the Alan Locke School.
So Alan Locke School is a very unique and special school. They are located in the heart of West Philadelphia. We have students that come from a lot of shelters in the area. We have a very unique population. You know, we have kids like that in every school, but it's very different when they're all concentrated in one particular school. So we do have at-risk population. We are a community school, which is initiative of Mayor Kenney's, which just means that we've been identified as a school that has a great need. And so what my job to do there is to make the school a community hub, to welcome the community into the school. And we do that through many ways. We're trying to help eliminate the food desert in the area and make sure that families and children have healthy foods in front of them. We do a lot of services, housing services, you name it. If the community needs it, we're trying to be that hub so that when people come into the school, it's not a negative experience, but it's welcoming, that it's helpful, that they know if they need help with food or finding housing or doing anything like that, that they can come to the school and get some help and get warm referrals to do that.
Oh, that is wonderful. And there are a lot of kids who are able to take advantage of this very special breakfast. So that just speaks to the success that you have in making sure, you know, these are the kids that are there 95% of the time. And that's half the battle right there, isn't it?
That is. It really is.
Yeah.
For kids to be able to show up every day in spite of anything that they may be experiencing at home or in their own communities and their families, for them to be able to show up at least 95% of the time is a big deal, and which is why I was super excited to be able to celebrate them.
Peter, what, you're not just going to throw a bunch of cereal and leave. You've got some plans for supporting this organization, this community school.
again, I say this all the time, business is business, and this whole world, good or bad, and mostly good, runs on business. And again, that's how this started. I work with my father, and he created this healthy grainberry cereal, which is, as Pam said, is low in sugar. And we use this special grain called onyx sorghum, which we grow ourselves in West Texas.
Which is a very renewable type of plant, right? It's not like some crops that really deplete the soil. They actually...
You are absolutely correct. It uses less water than virtually any crop in this country. Not only does it have less sugar, but it also is good for diabetes and prediabetes. It slows sugar absorption. And as I said, initially, we wanted to work with the school to teach better health and better eating with our grainberry cereals, of course, but all food. There was just a mutual feeling of, okay, what can we do to make it better?
Yeah, I guess when you see people doing hard work to make life better for other people, you get inspired and you want to do more. And so I guess you guys are going to do more, right?
Well, we were. And one thing that we plan on doing, but is we would like to donate a kitchen to the school.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
But I will also say that my common sense is just writing a check or throwing money at something doesn't...
That doesn't ring your bell. You want it to be more than that.
It doesn't fix it.
Right.
Even this morning to look at whether it was 100 or 200 kids having just a very wonderful time, and I will say very respectful and caring children. So despite what they face, the challenges they face in their homes, I guess this turned out to be quite a thing for them.
Yeah.
So what could be better than to make this school a place where they're proud to come to and want to come to?
We want to thank you and all the great staff over at the Allen Locke Community School for making such a wonderful day, and clearly not a day that's just a one-shot deal, but something that's going to continue and continue to help grow a wonderful relationship with, you know, the school that could use that help. Peter Harris, president of Grainberry Cereals and Silver Palette, Pamela Evans, community schools coordinator for the Allen Locke Community School, together working to create a wonderful breakfast in also cooperation with the American Heart Association with these healthy cereals. But not only stopping there and providing this fun day with one of our iHeart stations, Power 99 FM, and Cappuccino Air personality there on site as well, but really continuing to make sure that the kids will continue to benefit from this partnership. So I want to thank you all so much for joining us. Peter Harris, President Grainberry Cereals and Silver Palette, and Pam Evans, Community School Coordinator for the Allen Locke Community School. I'm Lorraine Ballard-Morrell.